Proclamation number 6475 of 14th of February, 1956. Light, truth. Darkness, error. I will be your Lord and Master for eternity. And therefore you should hear my word, because this word of mine testifies to your connection with me, because you recognize through my word that I will not separate myself from you, even though you once wanted to separate yourselves from me. But this cannot happen eternally because you are my share, because you emerged from my strength of love. You cannot separate yourselves from me. You can only keep yourselves separate from me and believe that you can exist on your own. Yet this belief is erroneous. It is already the result of your will to separate yourselves from me, for you lost your realization through this will. But I keep you and never let you go forever. This must proceed in order to now also be able to understand why I want to prove to you through my word the indissoluble bond. I speak to you, and whoever hears me will never ever give me up, for his voluntary return to me has already been accomplished. My word is the living testimony of the union with me, for no one will be able to hear me whose thoughts still reject me, whose will is still as directed as it was during his former apostasy from me. This person cannot hear me because he keeps his heart closed, because he obeys the voice of the one who is against me. And this one is still in darkness, and therefore, when he expresses himself, he can only ever let flow out what is his. Thus lies and error, which are born in darkness and spread darkness again themselves. When I speak to you, I give you light, for only light can ever shine forth from me which shines far into the darkness. My word only reaches your ear and your heart so that you can escape the darkness, so that you let the light illuminate the path which leads back to me. I can only win you back by illuminating the path for you, for I want to draw you into the kingdom of light again. I want to snatch you from darkness, thus I must kindle a light in you as soon as you are willing to walk in the light yourselves. And therefore I speak to you, and my word proves myself as the exit of light. For you will never be able to receive the same light elsewhere, because there is no light apart from me, and everything that is separate from me dwells in deepest darkness. You can never ever perceive anything as light which is its origin in darkness. But whatever gives you light can only have come forth from me. Thus I myself must be the source of all light. What is now brought to you by me myself, what conveys my address to you, is and remains light and will never lose its luminosity. For I only let it shine forth in order to break through the darkness for those who desire light. Do you now believe that the Lord of Darkness, my adversary, wants to give you a light? Do you believe that he would like to lose the kingdom of darkness by just a hand's breadth, that he himself would do something to illuminate his kingdom? He has not yet changed his nature in the slightest, and last of all he would ask people to give him assistance in order to reach the light from the depths. For he is full of lies and deceit, and his hatred towards me is abysmal. Through my word I also want to enlighten you about the fact that light can only come forth from me, but that everything which has a different origin can only ever be and bring darkness. I cannot contradict myself, but he constantly contradicts himself, for he hates truth and everything that could lead to truth. He also hates every activity which separates his followers from him. He hates all work of redemption and tries to stop it. He truly does not watch calmly where you humans are active on my behalf in order to bring redemption to the souls of the deep, and he tries everything to prevent you humans from doing so, which is why he also does not shy away from any lie if it is useful to his plan S. 14th of the 2nd, 1956. My plan is to return everything that has fallen to me. His plan is to keep everything in the abyss and also to pull down again that which has already detached itself from him of its own will. The fact that any means is acceptable to him in order to carry out his plan already proves his will, which is still completely opposed to me, and therefore you humans must be careful and not consider any concessions on his part to be truth. For thereby he has already achieved his purpose, that his truly curse-worthy actions appear to you in a mild light, that you no longer properly recognize his true nature and you show him compassion, which he truly does not deserve. And again I must point out to you that I only ever want to give you light, that I want to brightly illuminate the relationship he is with me, the position he takes towards me, through my word. I don't want to hang a veil in front of your eyes. You, who receive my word, shall recognize and be enlightened correctly, otherwise you would never be able to understand my eternal plan of salvation. But he tries to cover you from this clear picture of his true nature. He tries to shift his guilt away from himself. He spreads darkness over you. And everything which therefore does not give full light is not from me but sent to you by my adversary. And thus you can now also judge for yourselves how such words are to be assessed which do not provide you with complete information and from whom such words originate. For if you know about my eternal plan of salvation, you also know about my adversary's infinitely wide distance from me and that this distance will not be reduced on his part until his followers have been snatched from him. He will never voluntarily give up his resistance, nor will he let himself be defeated by love because he flees it. For you must consider that he is not a subjugated being but a free master who can always determine himself. He is certainly also subject to my will, yet I only use my will when it is time to help the beings he has enslaved because he abuses his power. Then I bind him for a time and only restore the order which he has overturned through his overpowering rage. Only when you know everything, when you are guided by me into all truth through my spirit, will you recognize my adversary's true nature. But then you will also recognize every error which was passed on to you as his work, for I myself will always give you the same truth, I will always kindle a light for you in whose bright glow you will recognize all correlations and you must now also recognize the cunning my adversary uses to spread darkness again where the light threatens to break through. But he will never be able to prevent me from conveying the truth to you humans. And no matter how finely his net seems to be spun, the light from me will reveal all flaws, the light from me will expose him and his activity. But my light will not be able to be extinguished, for the truth from me is great strength. And anyone who once lives in truth will brightly and clearly recognize every untrue teaching because it does not fit into the structure of my plan of salvation from eternity. However, I can only ever oppose those teachings with the pure truth and must leave it up to you humans as to what you profess. For this reason I always try to present to you the nature of the one who is my enemy and adversary and who also only feels enmity towards you. For only when you know his true nature will all happenings in and around you as well as in the entire universe be understandable to you. And only if you know his hatred which he opposes me and my love will you understand that it will still take eternities until he has changed himself and his will. Amen.